Voters in several states across the country will decide on education measures this November. Washington votes on whether to allow charter schools, and Idaho is considering whether to keep not one, but three brand new laws. They overhaul everything from how teachers are paid to how kids learn in the classroom. As Jessica Robinson reports, the vote is a test for some controversial ideas in education and for the man behind them.
Idaho classrooms have become political battlegrounds this fall. Many teachers, like Coeur d'Alene band instructor Tim Sanford, strongly oppose the Idaho education laws. That's creating discord with administrators who are trying to implement the changes even as the election looms. Sanford describes the atmosphere in his school this way.
Toxic. It's toxic.
Sanford is careful not to talk about the election on school grounds, so we've met in his dining room. Sanford says he's watched two trend lines cross over his career teaching music. His budget has gone down, and the number of classes he teaches has gone up.
I now run two concert bands, two jazz bands, two orchestras, pep band, marching band, stomp, guitar, and music appreciation on $700 a year.
That's a fifth of what his budget was in 1995.
So, now I have to fundraise.
And that's why Sanford was incredulous when the district recently installed a brand new digital projector and screen in his band room, funded by one of Idaho's new education initiatives. The technological upgrade to Sanford's classroom is worth more than his entire budget.
Well, I appreciate it. It's not making me a better teacher. My kids need real live instruments in their hands. They need real live pencil and paper. And I'm not so certain that that overhead projector is going to provide that for him.
Idaho isn't the only state making big changes to education. Just since the beginning of the last school year, 15 states have new rules regarding teacher performance, according to the National Council on Teacher Quality. That includes Washington and Oregon. Other states are tackling teacher bargaining rights and dabbling in more classroom technology. What makes Idaho different is that it did all of those things all at once. And even in this solidly red state, teachers and parents reacted, collecting enough signatures to force referendum votes to overturn the whole thing.
Idaho teachers spend their own money on supplies for our kids.
Voters have been blasted with TV, radio, and internet ads in what's become the most heated issue of the 2012 election in Idaho.
The Students Come First plan gives both students and teachers new technology, learning advantages.
The overhaul comes in three parts. Prop 1 phases out teacher tenure, makes contract negotiations public, and limits those negotiations to salary and benefits. Prop 2 implements a merit pay system based on school-wide student improvement. And under Prop 3, every high school student would eventually be issued a laptop and even take classes online. According to the latest campaign finance reports, the National Education Association, the teachers' union, has given more than $1 million to defeat the Idaho measures. Groups backing the changes are pumping hundreds of thousands of dollars in, too. The man behind these laws recently gave a presentation to a Republican group in North Idaho.
I need you to get out there and fight for us.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Luna told the crowd unions are standing in the way of changing the status quo in Idaho and elsewhere.
If you want to reform this system, we all have the same common opponent, and that is the unions. The union leaders do not want to see this reform, and they are fighting it from liberal Chicago to moderate Wisconsin to conservative Idaho.
Advocates for Idaho's education laws say they're already working. Luna points to classroom technology that allows rural schools to beam in courses and subjects they couldn't otherwise offer. And he says, based on last year's test results, 80% of Idaho teachers are up for a bonus. Education researcher Paul Hill of the University of Washington says there are several reasons Idaho and other states are considering major school reform right now. The Obama administration's Race to the Top program pushed for closer measurements of teacher performance. Meanwhile, he says teacher layoffs over the last several years have made some question teacher tenure and seniority systems.
There's a sense of momentum around the country that state after state has been adopting these things, and Idaho, actually, with Mr. Luna, the state superintendent, has been a kind of national leader in some kinds of innovation.
And there's more at stake in this election for Idaho school superintendent Tom Luna than just his education laws. He's an advisor to Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and has been mentioned as a potential secretary of education. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.